Or says he is willing to help limit the surge, as our Kemi McCormick reports.
U.S. border officials are overwhelmed. Some legal crossings have been closed so they can process the migrants. The number of Haitian migrants is on the rise, and Venezuelans.
Heavy rain is expected to fall over parts of the eastern U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor.
We're keeping an eye on a coastal storm that's going to be moving up the mid-Atlantic into the northeast. And this could bring threat of some heavy rainfall and flash flooding.
Prices at the gas pump have been going down for most of the last few months, but says oil analyst Tom Klosup, things have been changing.
For most of the autumn, we've seen deflation in gasoline prices, but here in the last week, we've seen them maybe wobble a little bit higher.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
7 Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One of Wisconsin's state university chancellors could be out of a job tonight. The Board of Regents has scheduled a special closed meeting for tonight to consider discipline or termination for one of the heads of Wisconsin's 13 state schools. La Crosse's Joe Gao and Whitewater's Beverly Copper were the only chancellors denied pay raises in 2018. Kwanzaa celebrations are underway. The holiday celebrates African heritage, among other things, but Nichelle Hayes says people of all faiths and races are welcome.
It might be that you only celebrate at your home with your nuclear family. It might be that you come together with the people in your neighborhood or your broader community.
As many as 18 million people celebrate Kwanzaa around the world. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Nominations are open now to recognize successful businesses in the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce area. The 2023 nomination form is available at the Chamber, or you can find it to print on their Facebook page. There are 5 categories for businesses, organizations, or individuals you would like to nominate, including the criteria used in the selection process. Winners in the past 4 years are also listed. Nomination forms need to be turned into the chamber by January 13th. The winners will be announced at the annual meeting on Wednesday, March 6th. Early catch and release season for inland trout starts next Saturday. Anglers can target any of Wisconsin's 4 inland trout species beginning January 6th through May 3rd. Any trout caught will need to be immediately released. General hook and line season opens on May 4th. You'll need a 2023-24 fishing license and an inland trout stamp. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Packers suspend Ja Money. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers suspend defensive back Jaire Alexander for one game after he trotted out to the coin toss before the Packers kickoff against the Carolina Panthers, nearly disrupting the process. Defensive back Eric Stokes.
You can see when he went out there and all that stuff, I was sitting down on the sideline. Right then, when I looked up, he was out there. So it was too much more. It wasn't no more to say.
Packers GM Brian Gutekunst announcing Alexander moved to the reserve suspended list. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that's something that we made together, and it's unfortunate that, you know, we're at that juncture and felt like it was in the best interest long term.
LaFleur on the decision to suspend Alexander before Sunday night's game against the Vikings. What is Jair like in the locker room? I asked Eric Stokes.
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with, who you'll go to war with, because you know for a fact at the end of the day, like, he's giving his all. So, like, no matter what, like, I love a guy like that.
As Packers defensive back Eric Stokes with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds return with a few flurries around tonight, maybe a brief snow shower or two, and lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, areas of snow, some rain mixed at times, and highs in the upper 30s. We're finally back into sunshine as we look into Friday, high right around 40. Current temp is 30.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hear from some of the top industry specialists from around the world of agriculture by attending an Ag Focus conference hosted by Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Take in a day of learning by picking from three conference options, each featuring a unique agenda. Join the Ag Country team in Wilmer, Minnesota, Fargo, North Dakota, or Jamestown, North Dakota. Can't make it in person? No problem. You can watch the Ag Focus Fargo Conference virtually. Visit eggcountry.com/events for more details and registration.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel.
Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played
with
Buddy Guy.
Did you know Wisconsin Rapids used to be two towns, one on each side of the river? Centralia consolidated with Grand Rapids, but residents wanted a name change. Too much mail ended up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, not Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids became the official city name in 1920. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
do what we're supposed to do. So, you know, whatever they got going, you know, we got to make sure we go out on the court and execute our game plan, execute our fundamentals, and see what happens.
All right, Pat. Well, hey, he also pushed for the loudest interview I think we've ever done on this network. So nice job. You kept your eye on the ball. Congratulations on that. Appreciate the time.
We made it. Thank you. Thank you. Happy holidays again.
All right, happy holidays again. Patrick Mutombo, assistant coach for the Bucks, joining us here. We'll be back in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Frederick.com to find out how.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
It's time to go courtside.
Your job is just to put him in a position that where they can thrive. You know, the ball will be in his hand as well as the ball will be in Giannis' hands. But they're leading, you know, picking rolls and making teams pay.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Bucks and Hydrite have teamed up with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin to stop hunger through Steals for Meals. Hydrite will donate $75 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin for every steal the Bucks have at home this season. Thank you to Hydrite for their support to fight hunger in our community. Time to go courtside and get the latest thoughts from Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
I want to welcome Trevor Gleason to our coaching staff. Well-respected coach from Australia and the United States. Had the pleasure of working with him in Toronto. Five-time NBL championships with him. So he brings a lot of wealth of experience. Just a great all-around guy. So he'll make a great addition to our staff. Secondly, Giannis is in. Everyone's ready to go.
In adding Trevor, just kind of how did you come to that decision as an organization to try to figure out, you know, what you guys needed as a staff and how to keep going during this season?
Well, you know, John and I just talked about the possibility of adding one more assistant coach. We were a little bit, you know, shorthanded. You know, one of the, staffs with the least amount of coaches. So we thought it would be beneficial to bring someone on. And I worked with Trevor in Toronto, just had a lot of respect for him as a person and as a coach. Like I said, brings a lot of winning, a lot of experience, just all around great person.
Just after the game, Giannis was talking about how in the fourth quarter, it felt like you guys were trading baskets with the Knicks. So often this year, you guys have found those stops that you needed in the fourth quarter. What did you feel like was maybe different on Christmas Day?
I think it was just a combination of, our coverages. It didn't look like we were as in sync as we've been in the past as far as our pick and rolls. I won't get into, you know, details, but, you know, Brunson was very elusive. He's shifty. I think he kept rejecting a couple of our pick and rolls and getting to the basket. So we had a little bit of miscommunication there. In the fourth quarter, but in the past we've been able to really get stops down the stretch, but give them credit, like they came ready to play, they competed. I thought we competed really hard at times.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
He's elite. You know, you got to respect him. He has, kind of compact physical body, gets to his spots to elevate. You know, he can get his shot off. One of the hardest things in the NBA is creating space to get your shot off, and he's able to do that. And if you find someone like that, you got something special, because it's very difficult in the NBA with the speed and the length and the defense is really can be really tough at times. Bridges is he has the all around game. You know, he can shoot the three. He's really comfortable He's showing his growth. You know, I think in Phoenix he was more catch and shoot, and now you know he's able to put on the floor. He's getting to the rim. He's in some pick and rolls. He's pulling up off the dribble. You know, he has an all around complete game, and the fun part about our league is you just looking at guys and see how they get better and better, even within the season. You know, and season to season. You know, these guys work extremely hard, you know, to work on their game to get better. And it shows. You could tell the growth in this game. So, they're going to be tough players in this league for a long time.
Those are the thoughts of Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin as his team gets set to take on the Brooklyn Nets. When we return, we'll be rejoined by Dave Kane and give you some final thoughts heading into tip-off on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
If you are hearing my voice right now, consider this. I could be talking about you and your business for everyone to hear. Advertise with us and this 30 seconds turns into time focused on you and the amazing reasons people should shop at your store or eat at your restaurant. Go to our website to get started, civicmedia.us, and click on the sponsorship tab. Civic Media, your hometown radio refreshed with you and your business in mind.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Mino and the Mayor.
Tom Miazga. Tom, I was talking about the inspiration you are to kids. Their parents have got to take a lot of comfort in meeting a guy like you.
I've been, again, blessed with parents that never said, you know what, like, oh, you want to go play soccer? Like, you're going to learn the hard way, but we're not going to say no. As long as you're providing the opportunity and you're giving a kid a chance, most of the times, actually 11 out of 10 times, it's going to pay off.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
MJ. Almost tip time in Brooklyn between the Nets and the Bucks, and rejoined now by Dave Kane for some final thoughts heading into tip. Dave, we've talked about this a couple of times this season, but it's all about really maintaining your focus. When you look across the court and see that long list of players that are going to be out tonight, as Adrian Griffin has cautioned, look, there's always somebody behind you that's ready to step up and make a statement.
Yeah, those guys are going to be fighting for paychecks here. There's a different kind of desperation that teams wear when they know that this may be their shot. And in fact, Jacques Vaughn, the head coach of the Nets, talked about that very fact. He said he likes to throw these guys into the water, kind of those sink or swim situations. And some of those G League guys that are going to get really their first chance to shine here tonight against a very good opponent. So they will undoubtedly be playing with plenty of motivation coming into this thing here tonight. So yeah, if you're Milwaukee, as we heard Patrick Mutombo say, you focus on what you do and what you can do better. And to that end, the Bucks were blasted in the paint on Monday against the Knicks. Tonight they face a Nets team that, with their normal players, ranks third in three-point shooting, getting 37% of its points from beyond the arc. So be nice to see the Bucks tighten the bolts on that end of the floor tonight. So we'll watch for it, but it is a bit of a different vibe certainly going into this game than what we've seen most of the year this year, where across the league most teams have been playing, rolling out their best players night in, night out. This is a rare instance where it is a different look for the opponent on the other side.
Yeah, and to that point, we were wondering if today would be one of those rare games we did not see Giannis. So far he has only missed one game this season, but Giannis in the lineup tonight. So as Adrian Griffin referenced, those pick and rolls that they ran, 16 of them against the New York Knicks, that's one big area where they continue to see that improvement and that big word of gelling between he and Damian Lillard. They liked what they saw, not only against the Knicks, but in recent games as well.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Officials say they'll try to make sure Google doesn't drag out paying its $700 million nationwide antitrust lawsuit settlement. Alexandra Sosnowski is New Hampshire's Assistant Attorney General.
A lot of times with these settlements, you have to file a claim. We're trying to not do that, so that way consumers can receive the direct distribution. It just might take some time.
Wisconsin's Josh Call says people shouldn't have to pay extra because of anti-competitive practices. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering first-day hikes at state parks and trails on New Year's Day. There are guided hikes, or you could go it alone. The statewide event is free, but you may need a state park admission sticker or state trail pass. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The 5th through 8th grade volleyball players and their fans from Emmanuel Lutheran School raised hundreds of dollars to help local cancer patients. They sold t-shirts, had a penny war, and sold baked goods to fundraise. On their pink game night, they gave pink carnations to cancer patients and survivors and honored one of their teachers who is a breast cancer survivor. They donated $780 to Aspirus Riverview Foundation's Cancer Patient Fund. The money will go to help with costs related to treatment for patients in need. The Leicester Public Library in Rome is trying something new. They're offering a belly dancing fitness class on Saturdays starting January 6th. The 6-week workshop is free to all ages 12 and up. No experience is needed and walk-ins are welcome. The workshop begins January 6th from 10 to 11 a.m. and takes place every Saturday until February 10th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Badgers head to Tampa. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers football team has arrived in Florida to get ready to face the LSU Tigers in the ReliaQuest Bowl, formerly the Outback Bowl, in Tampa next week. Earlier this month, the Badgers lost receivers coach Mike Brown, who took a job with Notre Dame. Luke Fickell has hired former Ohio State quarterback Kenny Guyton. He's been a receivers coach and the interim offensive coordinator for the Arkansas Razorbacks. Guyton on dealing with players coming and going through the transfer portal.
College football landscape kind of changed in the last 2-3 years, and I think we're all kind of learning. And I think it's kept a lot of mindsets really involved to where they understand what competing and the want to, the effort, and everything else that comes with it.
NFL, Packers getting ready to face the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. Both teams at 7-8, trying to earn a playoff spot. Matt LaFleur.
We're going into a great environment in Minnesota, and, you know, it's going to be a great challenge, but this is what we prepare for.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds return with a few flurries around tonight, maybe a brief snow shower or two, and lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, areas of snow, some rain mixed at times, and highs in the upper 30s. We're finally back into sunshine as we look into Friday, high right around 40. Current temp is 30.
The Todd Alba Show.
Peter Rapine joins us once again.
City Bums World, we had our holiday party last night.
You scheduled this holiday party for your company, just thinking it was a cool little bar.
Yeah, so we find that we're in the middle of a singles mixer. Some guy stops me, hands me a card with someone's name on it and a phone number, which was flattering. And then he also handed me a joint, and I accepted both.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR and on the Civic Media app.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Sales at civicmedia.us. Civic Media, your hometown radio refreshed with you and your business in mind.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Crowd on hand here at Barclays Center in Brooklyn as Milwaukee and Brooklyn compete for the second of three meetings this season. The Bucks trying to make it what would be 13 wins in the last 15 regular season meetings here in this building. Milwaukee has had a good run of things, and tonight against a shorthanded Brooklyn team, you wonder if it will continue, and certainly looks that way, but we have seen stranger things, and that is why, as the saying goes, that's why they play the game. By the way, the Bucks today mourning the loss of Senator Herb Cole, passed away at 88 years old, so our thoughts and prayers out to the Senator's family and friends. He will be missed, obviously, an icon in the Milwaukee Bucks organization, former owner and guy who has meant a lot to the city of Milwaukee in so many different ways. But all right, as we get our eye back on the ball here today, we'll talk back sports here, getting into the BMO Bucks starting lineup, brought to you as always by BMO. They are the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. And with that, we started off by checking in with the Nets under their now third-year head coach, Jacques Vaughn, who agreed to a multi-year contract extension in February of last year after he replaced Steve Nash as the interim head coach. His team, 15 wins, 15 losses coming into this one. They are 9-7 on the home floor. And his starting five, it'll be his eighth different starting lineup that he has used this season. Mentioned all the guys that are not available, so here's who is playing. Royce O'Neal making his sixth start of the season here tonight in his 30th game played. The 6'4", 226-pound, seventh-year man, and it is now second season with the Brooklyn Nets, averaging just under 8 points a game. And he's been playing 27 minutes a game, but primarily, as those numbers would tell you, off the bench. Cam Thomas will be his backcourt running mate. He is the Nets' leading scorer at 23.5 points per contest. He's shooting 37% from three-point range. He'll be joined by Mikal Bridges in the starting five yet again here today. Bridges in his second season with the Nets, his sixth year in the NBA. And those two guys tell you better not look too far off the ball, because those two guys can fill it up. Bridges, 21.6 points. He had 31 the last time the Bucks played the Nets. Cam Thomas, he had 45 points against the Bucks in that last meeting as you go back to November the 6th. De'Ron Sharpe will be making his first start of this season in his 31st game. 6'11", 265-pound, third-year pro out of North Carolina. comes into this game, 7.1 points, 7.1 rebounds a game on the heels of a double-double last night in Detroit where he had 11 points, 11 boards. And rounding out the starting five, it'll be a smaller lineup than normal, and it is an already small lineup for this Nets team, but Dennis Smith will be making his first start of the season. He is another guy out of that triangle area in North Carolina, but of the other variety from North Carolina State, former Wolfpack player, spent one season with the Pack. This season, he's averaging 6.6 points, 2.8 rebounds a game in what is now his first season with the Nets after spending last year with the Charlotte Hornets. So those are the starters for the Nets as they go into this matchup tonight. On the other side of things, for Coach Adrian Griffin, his team 22 wins, 8 losses, 6-6 on the road this year, though. See if they can get over 500 with a win here tonight. Here's what his starting five will look like at Barclays Center.
Dame Lillard, Oakland, California, a.k.a. Brookfield, California, the Weber State University.
Malik Beasley, Atlanta, Georgia, the Florida State University.
Chris Middleton, Charleston, South Carolina, Texas A&M.
Giannis Antetokounmpo from Athens, Greece.
Brooke Lopez, Fresno, California, Stanford University.
Well, I mentioned it was the first time that the Nets had rolled out that lineup that we just mentioned a moment ago. This is certainly a long ways from being the first time the Bucks have turned to this group. 22nd game, over 31 games played now this season that the Bucks have gone with those five players as they have posted a 16-5 record as a starting unit this season. The Bucks tonight will be in their Association Edition white uniforms with the green numbers in it, green lettering. It is Milwaukee, Bucks spelled out across the front in green. The green stripe up and down the sides of the uniforms with a Bucks decal on the thighs on either side of the shorts. For the Nets, they are in the home black uniforms tonight, the Icon Edition uniforms with Brooklyn spelled out across the front in white, white numbers, white lettering, white trim. As our officiating crew tonight will be led by David Guthrie, our crew chief in his 19th season. He has officiated 10 NBA Finals games. He works with Trey Maddox in his 13th year, and JT Orr rounds out our officiating crew here tonight in this late December showdown between the Bucks and the Nets. Brooke Lopez is at the center court circle as he gets set to go opposite De'Ron Sharp for our opening tip in front of another great crowd here tonight, a holiday crowd all together here to watch the Bucks in the Nets for the second time that they have played in this building already. The next time they play, it'll be in Milwaukee on March the 21st. That'll be the last time they play. So rounding out this six-day trip down here to New York, Bucks will go to Cleveland after this game tonight. Opening tip, one back by Lopez as he bats it back, and then it goes off of Middleton to the backcourt. And with that, the Bucks win the tip-off. You can score another $500 for Milwaukee's Habitat for Humanity, donated by Sargento. Sargento, official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. We got a foul to start this game. Giannis took the pass down low and was trying to power it up. He thinks he got goaltended. Either way, he's going to the line for at least one. And the question is, will it be two? In this case, he would rather have it just be one. He wants to try to get that three-point play opportunity, and it doesn't look like he's going to get that. So Royce O'Neal gets called for the foul, and this will be a common theme you got to think in this one, a very undersized Nets team. I mean, you talk about the Nets team, their starting five. Normally, it is the lightest starting five in the NBA with an average weight of 211.8 pounds. And now you take out some of the taller bodies and Nick Claxton, who's not playing tonight. At 6'11", he's 215. Here is the first of what will be two free throws for Giannis, and he misses it strong. He will have another one coming. But, yeah, Claxton and Dinwiddie, who is also out tonight, are tied for the heaviest in that normal starting five at 215 pounds apiece. So the opportunity for some bully ball will certainly be there for the Bucks here tonight. Giannis, 13 seconds in, is already at the free throw line for his second attempt of the night, and it is good. So the Bucks draw first blood here tonight. They are on the board, 1-0, as we play just over 15 seconds. It is the Nets going right to left as we see it into the front court. At the top of the circle, it's handled by Smith, works it to the near wing left. Royce O'Neal will hand the ball to Sharp. De'Ron Sharp on the give down to Thomas. Thomas to the free throw line, little hesitation. He puts up the floater and gets it to drop over Lillard's outstretched hand. So the Nets get their first shot of the night to drop and pick it up right where we left off in this matchup. Cam Thomas gets his first points. Here's Milwaukee the other way. Lopez left alone from three at the top of the arc. He couldn't hit as it caroms off the side iron. Brook last time out. 5 of 9 from the floor. And the loss to the Knicks. We got a missed shot on the other end. Giannis comes away with the rebound on the missed three try from Mikal Bridges. Now Giannis spins around his man. He takes it inside. Had a shot blocked. Very close to a goaltend there. But De'Ron Sharpe, they'll say, blocked it cleanly. And now Brooklyn has a chance to add to the 2-1 lead. And that's Cam Thomas doing what he did last time. He knocks down another floater from almost the identical spot. He hit his first shot of the game. So Brooklyn goes ahead 4-1. Milwaukee the other direction with it. It's a handoff to Beasley straight ahead. Beasley lets it fly on the three, and he buries it. So Malik Beasley evens the game on the first three-pointer of the night, presented as always by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Cam Thomas on the other side now for the Nets at the top of the arc, bobbing and weaving around a screen from Sharp. He puts up a contested shot for the first time tonight, misses it too strong. Middleton cleans up the rebound. He's going the other way, weaving his way into the front court. He'll scissor his way to the cup as he lays it in off the glass, and the Bucks have the lead back again, now 6-4. Brooklyn with a basketball on the other side of things. Dennis Smith on the left elbow. Bounce pass to Sharp. Shovels it out to O'Neal. O'Neal's on the right wing being watched by Giannis. Dribbles with the left hand, attacks down the paint, puts up a contested shot off the window, no good. Lopez got in the way. Giannis batted the rebound out. Lillard's got it now the other direction for Milwaukee. Into the front court. Step back three from straight on. Wide right. Rebound. Lassoed in by Sharp. He'll pass it over now the other direction. It's Royce O'Neal. O'Neal sends it to the corner. Bridges had a hard time getting it, but he does reel it in. Now he's on the far side, taking it laterally. He pulls up in the paint. Floater is up and good. Brooklyn's been able to capitalize on that mid-range jumper in the paint so far, early and often. Both he and Cam Thomas have now victimized the Bucks three times collectively. Here's Beasley, tied at 6. The Bucks trying to get the lead again. Lopez going to cast up another three-point drive. Missed it again. So Brook misses his first two shots against his former team. He is the Nets' all-time leading scorer still. Hard to believe all these years later. Here's a floater on the way, and that's up and good from Sharp. So Brooklyn has the lead back. Exchanging buckets. It's a third lead change already here in the opening 4 minutes of this one. Middleton on the other side of things on that Brooklyn logo at midcourt will send it off to Lillard. Lillard around the Giannis screen. Dribble drive attacking on Royce O'Neal, sends it to the near wing. Catch and shoot three is a beauty from Middleton. So Chris Middleton knocking down already his second field goal of the game. He's got 5 points to lead all scorers. Michelob Ultra three puts the Bucks ahead again now 9-8. Brooklyn went behind 9-1 against Detroit last night as it's Cam Thomas showing off some of his acrobatics on the other end. He lays it in with a wild shot. Reverse layup. Milwaukee going the other direction. The trailing by one now. Lillard on the near wing. Jab step. Passes to Lopez. He's going to try his hand again from three. And again, the big fella is off the mark. Middleton couldn't get the rebound. He goes sliding down backward. Now it's Cam Thomas the other way. Hesitation. Giannis trying to stay with him. Slings it to the corner. Catch and shoot three is off the mark there from Royce O'Neal. This is the number one three-point shooting team from the corner. The Brooklyn Nets. Giannis attacks down inside. He got knocked to the deck as he was trying to power his way inside. The Nets shoot 48% in the corner from three-point range this season. That would be the top three-point percentage on corner threes in 23 years in this league. The Bucks, by the way, are second in that department at 46% on corner three-point attempts. That last foul was on Sharp. Now they get it back to Giannis. He goes up and under. Sends it to a wide open Malik Beasley. He took a pause, read a book, and let it fly, and he knocks down the three. That's how alone Malik was. Sometimes that's a harder shot to make than it looks. On that island, you see guys miss it all the time. But Beasley was quick to capitalize, and Milwaukee's back ahead. Thomas on the other side puts up a runner. That misses. Lopez comes away with a rebound. Passes, now it's Giannis. He takes it down low, lays it off the window with a foul as he was stumbling down the paint. Giannis will have a chance of the three-point play now as the Bucks have taken a 14-10 lead 5 minutes in to the first quarter tonight here from Barclays Center. One shot. So Giannis was a question mark coming into this game. Weren't sure if he was going to play. He was listed as questionable with a right calf strain, but said he's good to go. He's making his 20th consecutive start. That's the longest streak he's had since playing 31 straight games during that championship season of 2020 and 2021. He's been a mainstay out there, missing just one game so far this season. And his free throw is on the way, and that one rims in and out.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Procter & Gamble products and save big money right now at Menards. Procter & Gamble delivers quality products from brands that you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towel, toilet paper, dish soap, and cleaning supplies. Right now, save big money and receive a $10 rebate on a single qualifying purchase for $40 or more on Procter & Gamble products at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. Just wanted to say thanks. With the Grand Highlander we got at Toyotathon, we've been able to do so much, including 5 different ski trips, 4 family functions, 3 potlucks, 2 shopping sprees, and we even got a really big tree.
Wow, I'm really impressed.
Dealer inventory may vary. Offers are subject to change throughout Toyotathon, which ends on January 2nd. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Bucks fans, Bucks basketball, as always, presented in part by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks. For the Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. We're also brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, early in this one, the Bucks with a 14-10 lead. This on the heels of a back-to-back. This is the fifth back-to-back the Nets have played. They've gone 2-2 so far this year, but they just had a, I would just describe as a highly, we'll say, intense game a night ago against the Detroit Pistons. If you are playing the Pistons, it suddenly becomes a very precarious game for anyone who has them on the schedule as we resume play. Free throw misses from De'Ron Sharpe. Nobody wants to be that team that the Pistons snapped their losing streak against. As that makes matters even harder for the Pistons, just when you thought it couldn't get any harder, well, it's getting harder. Second free throw goes down for Sharp, and it was a tight one last night for the Nets. A 118-112 win in Motown that saw them trail by 14 points in the first quarter of that game. Right now, the Bucks have the 3-point lead. We sit with 6:28 still to play here in this first quarter. It's Chris Middleton backing his way in, fades and fires, puts up the shot over O'Neal, no good, but it's batted out by Lopez. Here's the catch and shoot three. Damian Lillard makes him pay as he plants it right in the heart of the cylinder. Lets it fly from the left wing, and Dame's got his first points of the night. What goes is the Bucks' fourth three-pointer of the night. little hesitation on the drive down low going the other direction. Hopping on one leg was Dennis Smith Jr. as he stayed in bounds on that end line. Sends it out to Sharp. Sharp pivots before he passes to Bridges. Bridges around the screen from Sharp. Goes into the air, mid-range jumper. He rattles it through. That is the spot that the Nets have hit now on four of their six field goals they've made. And the Bucks going to turn it over on the other side, trying to get it down to Middleton. It was knocked away, taken by Bridges, now going the other direction. Into the front court. Royce O'Neal, top of the arc, being watched by Lillard. He'll pass the ball to Sharp. Sharp on the give now to Smith. Smith hands off. Sharp plunges it through with one hand. And the Nets climb back to within two. 17-15. Brooklyn, you know they're going to give this Bucks team as good a fight as they can tonight, as shorthanded as they are. They are playing without the services of six rotation players. Here's Lillard uncorking a three. That had too much on it, but an offensive board to Lopez. He'll send out. Middleton too strong on the three now from straight on. And Milwaukee misses on three chances. Here's Brooklyn the other way. Bridges takes it through the lane now, funnels it to the corner. Catch and shoot three for Royce O'Neal right in front of the Bucks bench. And he sticks it to give Brooklyn the lead back. Seventh lead change of this game. It's now 18-17, and the Nets have scored the last seven straight. Middleton the other direction, bullying his way down low. Passes off to Lopez. He'll flip it up and in from 7 feet away, straight on. Brooks going to have a size advantage throughout this entire game tonight. And you know Milwaukee will try to establish that throughout, in addition to that three-point shooting. Andre Jackson just took the warm-ups off. He's getting set to check in. Meantime, pull-up jumper from Smith misses off the back of the iron for Brooklyn, and now Milwaukee goes the other way. It's Middleton trying to back his way into a crowd. Passes out top. Lillard weaves his way through the defense, but then turned it over. Tried to pass it to Lopez. Intercepted and taken away by Sharp. Ahead to O'Neal. He'll give to Bridges, who glides in to lay it in. So the Nets take the lead again, and that will take us to a timeout on the floor. 3:57 to play here in this first quarter. It is a 20-19 advantage for the Nets, who have already seen 9 lead changes in this matchup. We'll step aside, coming back with more in a moment. You're listening to Bucks Basketball here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
If you advertise your business here, you'd be hearing your name and message about it right now. Advertising with Civic Media can get your information out to listeners all across the state, from Amory to Waukesha and everywhere in between, or pinpoint your message to your local market. Go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the sponsorship tab. Civic Media, your hometown radio refreshed, with you and your business in mind.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot, or call us at 262-278-6590.
If you are hearing my voice right now, consider this. I could be talking about you and your business for everyone to hear. Advertise with us and this 30 seconds turns into time focused on you and the amazing reasons people should shop at your store or eat at your restaurant. Go to our website to get started, civicmedia.us, and click on the sponsorship tab. Civic Media, your hometown radio refreshed, with you and your business in mind. Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Hey, Bucks fans, tonight's cocktail of the game is presented, as always, by Casamigos. Visit Bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe. Casamigos, proud to be an official spirit of the Bucks and Fiserv Forum. We're also brought to you by...
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
From tools and accessories to maintenance and everything in between, Menards has your automotive needs covered. Prevent gas line freeze-up with Heat Gas Line Antifreeze. It removes water from the fuel system and is safe for use in all four-cycle and fuel-injected engines. Grab a four-pack for just $4.99. Check out this and more great deals going on now during Menards' New Year's sale. Prices good through December 31st.
Save big money at Menards.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas have met with Mexico's president about the surge of migrants along the U.S.-Mexico border. CBS's Adrian Bards in Mexico City.
We're hearing numbers here in Mexico of, approximately 7,000.